You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Last week, dozens of Reddit moderators coordinated a blackout to protest the company's lax policies on COVID disinformation, making their subreddits private and posting messages critical of the platform. Reddit initially responded with statements about the importance of free speech, but on Wednesday reversed course and quarantined 54 COVID denial subreddits, adding more hoops people need to jump through to join and limiting the spread of content. It also banned r no new normal, a large subreddit that has been quarantined since mid-August for spamming other communities with falsehoods about the virus. A week ago, children accounted for 22.4% of weekly reported COVID-19 cases in the U.S., and the rate of cases among kids is rising. Coupled with the start of the school year and a surge of respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, cases, there's mounting concern about the urgency of protecting children, especially as pediatric hospitals experience an unprecedented strain. The CDC has recommended universal indoor masking for all students, teachers, staff, and visitors at schools, regardless of vaccination status. As pediatric cases rise, some parents, physicians, and scientists have been debating the ethics of vaccinating kids by prescribing shots off-label or offering a drug for a reason or to a group not studied during the approval process. Now that Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine has full FDA approval, this may be possible, but most experts and officials strongly discourage it. And the European Union voted to change its travel restrictions early last week, notably removing the U.S. from its list of safe countries for non-essential travel. These are recommendations, and it's up to individual member nations to decide whether and how to enforce them. The change will most likely affect unvaccinated Americans. The U.S. has yet to reopen its doors to tourists from the EU, and the CDC added 7 new places to its list of highest-risk destinations this week, including Switzerland and Puerto Rico. The agency has also urged Americans to be cautious this holiday weekend, particularly those who are unvaccinated.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.